You know, at one time, Black, Gene Black, in his fulminations against the political, the reach into the court of political forces, condemned the idea that the Chief Justice should be chosen in this fashion by other members of the court. Yeah. What observation would you make about that? He called it, I think, an evil system that every time the number came up, it's time to elect one again, that there was real serious problems. There were. Does that make any bring any
balance? I do recall that was Gene's attitude. Gene was he was a populist on some things, on other things he wasn't in favor of self-government at all. My sense of it is that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the other forms of government. And in terms of a selection process, I feel the same way about selecting the Chief Justice as I do about the election of judges in the first place. You can talk about all other kinds of systems or ways of selecting a Chief Justice, and every one of them has problems. This one has problems. The members of the court select their own leader. Well, I guess that's pretty good, unless God's going to come down and appoint a leader for them, or the governor is going to appoint a leader, which is certainly going to be political, or you're going to rotate the leadership, which is not going to give you leadership at all. It's just a kind of interim secretariat type of chief justiceship. I just don't know, or you could draw the names out of a hat, but what other method is there that assures that the person who is the leader of the court, or who speaks for the court, who is the recognized head of the operation, what other system is there that assures that that person has the support of the people on the court? It's
doubling back, this business that you mentioned of the report or your knowledge, whatever it was, that you had determined to your satisfaction that the original legal paperwork that resulted in the court's decision coming through Kelly's lawsuit originated in William's office, I've never heard that before. Is that pretty good knowledge as far as you're concerned?
It was out and about. And I have some inside information with respect to that. If I recall correctly, and it's a little vague in my mind now, what it was a memorandum of some sort, a legal memorandum generated by one of his staff, supporting the idea that her appointment was improper or illegal.
Yeah, maybe not the first draft of the suit. That's
not necessarily the first draft of the suit, but I'm saying the genesis of the suit, in the sense that it was the first time that the legal arguments, which ultimately became the brief filed by Kelly, had been put down on paper, and the theory of that lawsuit was developed at that point. And I think that's probably true.
Well, is there anything more to say on the Riley episode?
No, that's really...